Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, January the 17th, 2023. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the escalating crackdown on opposition political parties, especially the Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, ahead of general elections later this year. 26 members of the Nelson Chamisa-led opposition party, including a minor, remain in custody tonight after they were arrested at a private residence in Budiriro over the weekend while holding an internal party meeting, which the CCC says did not require them to notify the police. Those arrested include members of Parliament Amos Chibaya of Mkoba constituency and Costa Machinga Uta representing Budiriro, who handed himself over to the police today. Police rounded up the opposition supporters while hunkering down at Machingauta's residence. The accused activists were back in court today with lawyers from the organization Justice for Children making an application for the minor to be tried separately. Lichona njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokubotshwa mahlayana kwamalunga ebandla le-CCC. Kulaba sekeli baleli bandla abangamashumi amabili lasithupha ababotshwe ngempela viki ngemva kokutholakala besenza umhlangano wabo endlini yomeli we-CCC eBudiriro, uMnumzana Costa Machinga Uta, yena obotshwe namuhla. Abanye ababoshiweyo bagoqela umeli weMkhoba ePhalamende, uMnumzana Amos Chibaya. Kwaziwayi batereri beStudio 7, nasi muchirongwa cheLive Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekusungwa zvakanyanya kwenhengo zeCCC. Nasi nhengo zebato iri makumi maviri nenhanhatu. Dzanga dziri kumatare zvichitevera kusungwa kwadzo nemugovera dzichipomerwa mhosva yekuita musangano usiri pamutemo kumba yemumiriri webudiriro mudare reparamende vaCosta Machinga Uta. CCC inoti nhengo dzayo dziri kushungurudzwa nehurumende yeZANU-PF pamberi pesarudzo. The SADC Lawyers Association is also blasting the Zimbabwe government today after a lawyer representing the CCC members, Uzai Kadzere, was beaten up and then arrested by police. One of the attorneys representing the minor, Pamela Musima, had this to say.
So Justice for Children, Jakinda Chikambira Mwana, but Mutemo Uriki, Sitari Mwana, the family who published for a piece of an eight on Yangwana, Portino Fanga Kupiwa, but in English, the gallery should be cleared. So Taita application, a pretty gallery clear, yes, we are Nyayaka Totonga, yes, I know, but Naspata Shikata Batati Gallery directly. So application, you know, you as a petrator, which I postponed to the Mangwana, because Vamovese 24, Vari Ponzeri, Kutiva Tombo, but for Vanava Dikis, no Papa Traumas, no Papa Kuti even, Masitao, Ashivis, the Kanaka Tonga Makazaravan, you put a tatiziva ari kutora mapicha tatiziva ari kutora huko saka kazhinji kazhinji mutemo wedu unoti vana nyaya dzavo dzinotongwa in secret pasina vanhu vakawanda saka basically ndozvo taita mukati mezuva ranhasi taita application yekuti gallery ikriwe kana kuti paitwe separation of shower separation of shower tinongoti nyaya ngaitongwe mwana pake ega vanhu vakuru 24 vari pauri ndo zvinotaura kodzero dzevana izvozvo.
That was Pamela Murimwa of the organization Justice for Children talking to our reporters outside the court today. Another lawyer for the accused, Mr. Wilbert Mandinde, elaborated.
We are coming out of court again, day two of our bail application. This morning we were unable to proceed with the bail application. An issue of importance was raised regarding the rights of the minor child whom I mentioned yesterday as being part of the 25 arrested. There was an application either to separate trial or to have the trial in camera. Obviously, the issue was of much concern as there are 24 others who have a right to be tried in public. In the presence of the media, in the presence of their relatives, in the presence of their friends. So the court is now adjourned to consider submissions that we made on that particular aspect, and we will then decide whether the child will be separated, whether the court will be cleared, or whether the trial will just proceed as is. So we will come back tomorrow at 11:15, hopefully for the ruling and then continuation with the bail hearing. In the meantime, it is also important that I announce that our Honorable Machingauta, who was said yesterday in court to be a fugitive from justice, has handed himself over to the police this morning. He was accompanied to Harare Central CID Law and Order by his lawyer, Mr. Darlington Marange. So he is now in police custody. It's an issue that will also raise as and when our opportunity to address court on the bail is concerned. That is the update that we have for today, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Lawyer Wilbert Mandinde for the opposition CCC members arrested at the weekend and currently in jail. Umsekelo sikhulumeli se-CCC umnumzana Gift Ostalosi Ziba uthe amalunga abo kumele akhululwe ngoba ebotshelwe ize.
EZimbabwe silenkinga mayelana ngokusebenza kumthetho elizwe ngenxa yokubana ke sikhangelele ukuthi abantu labo kufanele bephile bail ngenxa yokuthi abala macala abawenzileyo. Sathi le meeting yethu umhlangano i-CCC asowonhlanganiso yabhanwayo inhlanganiso e-operator okusemthethweni okufanele i-contest nxa kubiza ukhetho kufanele kube le-competition. I-competition itsho ukuthi kufanele liye campaigna kufanele lironge. Thina njenge-CCC besile mhlangano o-private asikhangelelanga ukubana ke umhlangano lo ufanele uklile ngenxa yokubana umthetho weZimbabwe uyavumela ukuthi abantu benze ama-meeting abo ke in private nxa yokuthi siyake labe siyakhona phambili ama-public mini njengamara siyabhuka ngoba umthetho siyawazi kodwa sikubonayo ukubana ke kulokhu sitshenziswa komthetho against thina yikho sikhuluma ngendaba ke ye-animal farm kingdom ukubana umthetho susetshenziswa ukubana uncindezele abanye uvumele abanye.
CCC deputy spokesperson the Gift Ostalosi Ziba talking to our reporters in Harare today. To help us dissect this hot button issue, we are joined by opposition CCC official here in North America, Mr. Tim Muringai, and ZANU-PF youth leader for Bulawayo, Mr. Freedom Murechu. Welcome, gentlemen, and thank you so very much for joining us. Let me start with Mr. Muringai. We saw Mr. Muringai, members of your party, 25, 26, being arrested at the weekend for allegedly convening an illegal meeting in Budiriro. They appeared in court yesterday. They were back in court today. There is a growing sentiment that members of your party are being victimized ahead of elections this year. What's your take on what's happening?
Thank you very much, Mr. Nkomo. We have said these things for a long time, that ZANU-PF as a party has no plan for Zimbabweans. What they have majored on is the minor of arresting, intimidating, torturing, and keeping our people away from serving the nation. We have seen that this is a continuous assault on the very freedoms that our Constitution gives us. That one bail is allowed. We have seen that Honorable Kala is still in prison 7 months with no court date or bail being allowed for him. So we are saying to the world, ZANU-PF, since its formation, has no plan for the people of Zimbabwe like we, the Triple C, have offered an alternative that is very visionary and freedoms to all people in our country.
Thank you there, Mnumzana Moringai, and please do stay on the line. Coming to you, Mr. Murechu. Freedom Murechu is a ZANU-PF youth leader in Bulawayo. The Triple C, Mr. Murechu, is saying its members are being victimized by the ZANU-PF government ahead of elections. What say you?
Thank you for having me. My take on this matter is that I think there's no victimization whatsoever. It's just, it's a game that we now know that every time toward the elections, our opposition members, opposition, friends, should I say, they do some other things that they know that, it's against the law. You know, the law is the law. There's no selective application of the law. Even us as ZANU-PF, we also apply whenever we want to hold our own meetings. We apply to the police and we get cleared. And these guys do these meetings without, authorization from the police, knowing that they'll get arrested. And, I know towards the election, you get free publicity for being arrested and start getting sympathy from the people. So this is a game that we know that they're good at it. But the citizens of Zimbabwe are now very much aware of that game. But they also want to get some publicity by getting arrested and say they start crying foul to the Westerners and say, look at what ZANU-PF is doing, they're arresting us and whatnot, so that the image of Zimbabwe be trained and so forth. So we're used to it. And I think the people of Zimbabwe now, they are also aware that they can be played by the opposition.
Kodwa Murechu, umhlangano lo bekungumhlangano oyenzelwe endlini yomuntu. Aso rale ukuthi bekudingakala ukuthi abe Triple C bacele imvumo emapholiseni kumbe bazise amapholisa. Bekungumhlangano oyenzelwe endlini yelunga le Triple C. Babotshwe ngaliphi ke khonapho ngawuphi umthetho, ngoba umthetho othi nxa usenza irali kumbe umhlangano opublic kulapho ongazisa khona amapholisa, kodwa lowo ubungumhlangano osendlini yomuntu.
And njengoba ukhuluma mnumzana ukuthi umhlangano lo uthi ngabantu be-TPC akade behlangene, ubungumhlangano atsho yikho. You can't say umhlangano it was a private meeting. Yet you are very clear to say abo amalunga a opposition abothiwe sezimhlangano ungumhlangano wetriple C. And what you should know is that in Zimbabwe we have got our security sector which is very, very vigilant, and they've got to call counter intelligence. Yesterday we see people being arrested after they've done something wrong. This time around people will be arrested while they are planning something. So that's how our law enforcement that do it, and the intelligence guys are there to pick up such kind of information. So I think it was not a run. Umhlangano is very clear. We say abantu lava ngabantu yo police. We say umhlangano. Lapha venue maybe. We say venue in the month. Also office. But also like umhlangano. Anche ipo. So it was a meeting planned here, planned meeting towards the my election that night. So it was a political meeting. They have to go and apply to the police. Now, so that they are cleared. And it's for their own good. Because these days we've been hearing a lot of issues. So abantu bangenele bethenga imhlangano bayathathwa. So amapolisa akhona ukuthi bavikele. And it's not like abafundi benza imhlangano. Bengahamba emapoliseni bebhukha umhlangano wabo. They are protected by the law of Zimbabwe. Amapolisa azaba khona so that kungabi labanye abantu ababuyayo bezofuna ukubaphambanisa umhlangano wabo. That's it.
Mhm. Kodwa kulomahluko khonapho mnumzana Murechu, akulamthetho othi nxa abantu besenza umhlangano o private, there is a difference between a public meeting and a private meeting. And umthetho wemopa ukhuluma ngepublic a meeting. Kodwa lapha umhlangano lo ubusendlini yomuntu. Yikho iTCCC isithi cha abantu laba babothelwe ize ngoba umhlangano lo ubungekho public. Ngize kuwe mnumzana Moringai murukunzwa ba Freedom Ureshi vari kutaura hanzi hapana zvekuti private meeting kana kuti musangano uri public. Nhengo dzenyu dzakapara mhosva apa nekusangana dzisina kuzivisa mapurisa.
Tinoziva isusu kuti ZANU PF is an organization isingateedzere mutemo wayo waunomboiswa pasi. Tirikuona kuti Mr. Mrechi vari kutaura dhanzi vada kuti protecta muprivate meeting yemumba, which is undemocratic according to MOPA rules dzavakanyora ivo pachavo dzekusungirira vanhu kuti kana vachida kuita meeting unofanira kuita application to the law kana iri rally. A private meeting in the house manyatsovatsanangurira zvakanaka has got nothing to do with the disturbance of peace or anything to do with the disturbance yevanhu in the area. Yanga iri mumba ma MP wedu vamachingauta and people were peacefully discussing issues that were going on. ZANU PF has the tendency yekufungira kuti anywhere panosangana vanhu ECCC they are planning something, of which we are planning the development of our people. We are planning to bring a new government ichapa vanhu a freedom yavakarwira iwo ZANU PF nguva yehondo. Saka zvavari kungotaura zvekuda kusunga vanhu means kuti ivo vave kutya kuti ndofunga ECCC yada kutitorera power in all these other things. But hapana zvakadaro. Isusu we a peaceful party. We've been peaceful from the beginning. Hapana kana mirizhongo yatatanga. Asi tungoona mapurisa ari kuabuzwa ne state kuti vatore one side all the time.
Siyabonga mnumzana Tim Moringai. For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about the escalating crackdown on opposition ECCC members. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Sana kusithuma singumsakazi weStudio 7 njalo kuhlelo njengokusho kwami sikhuluma ngokubotshwa kwamalunga ECCC. Lamhlanje kuhlelo sile siphatha amandla seCCC umnumzana Tim Moringai kanye lo mnumzana Freedom Murechu umholi wabasakhula beZANU PF kobulawayo. Let's take a short break. Don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Vachangwatibata in Evenuro Ye Studio 7, we are Tripachrongwache Live Talk, The Connection. Nasi tirikutaura nenyaya kusungwa kwenengo ze bato rinopikisa RCCC iro rikuchema-chema richiti nengo dzaro dzakushungurudzwa nehurumende yeZANU-PF pamberi pesarudzo mimwedzi dzichaitwa mimwedzi mishoma inotevera. Nasi muchirongwa tina vatimuringai veCCC muno muNorth America pamwe chete na vaFreedom murechu vebato reZANU-PF kubulawayo. Mpenduke kuwe mnumzana mureshu. There is a feeling among the legal fraternity, among the opposition, that police are taking the side of ZANU-PF. They are not being impartial in their discharge of duty, especially as we head towards the 2023 elections. Murukuzwana oseva mureshu.
Publicity. But there's no selective application. Selective application. Then Rakashinga last time, Pakam Pusunga MP, Wedlines, Rakereke, Rakanga Pomi Rare, Rakasunga and Jerry. I just smell out to General Pusunga, Avatina Botanga with our Akutima Purisha to victimize my MPs. Raka one day in my interview to Lawayo, and then Magolakam Pusunga, Akina Boti, Mapurisa, Abutorama site, and Akusunga and his unfair. Kufura wangu ya opposition. Atina kubo kumbleni. Hapana selective application.
Asi zozo inya zisne ene zwematongero enyika wa murechu. Panyaze zwematongero enyika hapa trukona pane nengo zenyu zinombo uchisi zira zinombo kuru zira mirishonga oti vachamisa ngawa urawe. Asi pare zunasati za sungwa na nasi. Bata imakadarot motora mtereri, statu mlaleli kwele South Africa, uroi. Mtereri, makadi enyu?
Makasimba, angu baba makasimba.
Aywa, takasimba kana makasimba, wo, maapinda mchiro mkwa tipeo fungwa ze enyu?
Kukwe ndasua nukutinda mchiro mkwa.
Ziri kushungurudzwa here nengo zeCCC ziruti ziri kushungurudzwa asi ZANU-PF iri kuti handizvo muri kuzvionawo sei?
Izvi zviri pachena zvazvidibare hazvidibare vakuru vangu vasingoti isi tinongoguma tichiti Mwari dai vapindira nokuti hakutenderwi kukosea wakosekare weCCC watopinda dambudziko. Wana bwato mukazenze chare chare kutasa kutoti criminali ya andizviri kuti bando batore gare iyo ZANU-PF munyika umu bai marati ngirana kuti moyo wavanawo chai chai ha totoshaya kuti zvinombofamba sei kuti tasine kukawo here kana kuti iyo nyika mano yakati haioni here kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira mushi havanoramba saka tichata sei mai.
Ameno tobvunza imimi va varoi. Boitwa se.
Ndozvo tiri kutaura kuti dai vodai vagona kupa vanhu mukana vanokanzena vachikanzena vanotaurawo nezveshekore tiriposi vachitaura vari free taivo nokuti vezanupf vari free kuita zvavanodi zvavanoda nguva nenguva saka dai vapavo vanokwanisa vetriplec vapoparidzirawo vanhu tionewo kuti zvinomira sei kwete kuvhundusira nokuva vanhu nozvavari kuita izvo hazvina kumira zvakanaka
aiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma roy
no ndinotenda baba ndinotenda
thank you very much mnumzana muringai vakhona vanye vakhalayo lapha bathi yebo amalunga enu engabe ehlukuluzwa kodwa ibandla lenu lalo ungani kalila direction umkhokheli wenu ubaba uthamisa ungani kawudobhi kuhle umtshina ungani uyalahleka nje esikhathini esiningi batsho njalo abanye uthini wena ngalokho
ngiyabonga nkomo hayi but ngifuna ukuthi lilungise lapha kade kukhuluma khona umretu bebefake ipikitsha yami hayi ansiyo so ngathiwa confusion bitan
sorry zakhuluma labo producer bam sorry
alright all right no problem so mina ngathi khonapho ma kungela plan or besithi ubaba uChamisa is not doing the right job why is ZANU-PF arresting all our leaders in a independent democratic country like Zimbabwe which has peaceful people why are they pushing the narrative that all our MPs are being arrested we have Babu Job Scala has been in Etilongweni for the past 7 months with no reprieve bail has been refused for him for 7 or 8 times ukathethi sebebophe uchampion in chief owenza organizing umnumzana uchibaya lo umnumzana machingeuta kwakulo umnumzana sithole in a country that is democratic and peaceful akulampi akulabantu abahlukuluza except ZANU-PF so thina sesikhangela umongameli welizwe uEmerson Mnangagwa sithi he is the head of all security apparatus in Zimbabwe is he the one that is behind this to take away the fire that the Zimbabweans have got now to remove the ZANU-PF government so I think esikubona is all these things that they have had wabula umboneni ncube we know that last year during the March elections wabula wabanye echiweshe lapana and they keep on doing this to dissuade and discourage our people but one thing we know about Zimbabwe is we shall overcome there is no fear anymore we are going to vote ZANU-PF out no matter what they do
siyabonga muringa isikhathi sibuyele ku Murejo as we close Amresho ubusithwe nabantu abasabotsha ngokuthethu umongameli bengisithi mina bahlala bebotsha abantu almost every week kodwa kungelani lalokho usigqibela uhlelo ngamafithane uyamuzwa baba umringayo uthi lesaba nje ikolibahlukuluza lesabukhetho
yo yamuzwa kodwa alo ayibona ngani into ayikhulumayo lokho uyazisiphela ZANU-PF vele kayesazi lutho and siyekhethweni lolu siyakwazi ukuthi vele isine kudala ngoba siphathe lama-structures isingene ebantwini and siyakwazi abantu abazavota ngobuningi babo ZANU-PF iZANU-PF kayiyindawo I want to make it very clear to Comrade Mringayi that ZANU-PF is going nowhere and okuzakuhamba namanzi lamagesi ematowns lapha abalokuzangathi namanzi ama-towns lawa arana i-opposition yibo kuzabe kuhamba kuphela kothi ZANU-PF not going anywhere
siyabonga siyabonga and that brings us to the end of our show would like to thank our guests that's Mr. Timuringai of the Triple C as well as Freedom Murechu of ZANU-PF. Thanks also to you, the viewers and listeners at home. Let's make another date tomorrow. Same time, same radio station. Studio 7. I'm your host, Tungamili Nkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe. Bye.